The war's toll for the 7 days ending February 15th, 2006. I will be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers who have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as the names of several Iraqi civilians who were killed in March of 2003. First, the numbers. As of this morning, February 15th, 2006, 2,476 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,272 are U.S. soldiers. In the past week, 11 U.S. and coalition soldiers were killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 331 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been killed since the invasion, October 2001. Of that number, 266 are U.S. soldiers. In the past week, 5 U.S. soldiers were killed in Afghanistan. We have no numbers or names for Afghani civilians that have been killed since the invasion, October 2001. Back to Iraq, the official total of Iraqi civilian deaths stands at 32,041, according to IraqBodyCount.org. Estimates, though, put the total at closer to 200,000 Iraqis killed since the invasion, March 19, 2003. In the past week, then, at least 139 Iraqis were killed, bringing the total in February 2006 to at least 241. And now I will read the names first of Iraqi civilians. These civilians were all reported killed March 20th, 2003.
Amr Abd Allah Qasem Khmade Alamre, 36-year-old man. Bahar Ali Kadem, 2-year-old boy. Muhammad Kamel, 33-year-old man. Nadas Tahir Ibrahim, 33-year-old man. Nafea Matab Abad Amaswe, 37-year-old man. Ra'ad Kashash, 21-year-old man. Salih Gabar Glib Amaswe, 27-year-old man. Sharif Badr Faba, 66-year-old man. Twenty-nine members of the family of Metak Ali in an aerial bombardment. Sheikh Matab Abad, a 20-year-old man. And now I will read names from U.S. and coalition soldiers killed in Afghanistan. On the 6th of February, John T. Frailish, 30 years old, U.S. Navy, New Kingstown, Pennsylvania. On the 9th of February, Matthew L. Bertolino, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Hampstead, New Hampshire. And now the U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq in the past week. On the 6th of February, Orville Garina, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Also on the 6th of February, Jacob D. Jake Spahn, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Columbus, Westerville, Ohio. Also on the 6th of February, Brandon S. Shuck, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Safford, Arizona. And also on the 6th of February, Patrick W. Harried, 29 years old, U.S. Army, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. On the 7th of February, Stephen L. Phillips, 27 years old, U.S. Marine, Chesapeake, Virginia. On the 9th of February, Javier Chavez Jr., 19 years old, U.S. Marine, Cutler, California. Also on the 9th of February, Ross A. Smith, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Wyoming, Michigan. On the 12th of February, Nicholas Wilson, 25 years old, U.S. Navy, Newark Valley, New York. Also on the 12th of February, Felipe J. Garcia Villarreal, 26 years old, U.S. Army, Burke, Virginia. On the 14th of February, Michael S. Probst, 26 years old, U.S. Marine, Irvine, California. Also on the 14th of February, Matthew Ron Barnes, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, West Monroe, Louisiana. And also on the 14th of February, Rusty Washam, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Scott County, Tennessee. This has been the War's Toll for the week ending February 15th, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. As always, our hearts go out to the fallen, their families, loved ones in all countries.